to life and death, the stand they make. Sure enough, the next day, there was a yell. Says the giant skunk is on the ice. You can't see him yet, because the length of the lake is so far, all you can see on both sides is a mountain. In between, you don't see anything. But they know he's on the ice now. So everybody prepared. They send the children away as far as they can, make camp out there and let them wait. And only the male animals stay around. Sure enough, time passes. In the middle of the lake appears a speck, a dark object. And there he was, a giant skunk heading towards the end of the lake. It took time because, as we know, the skunk doesn't jump and hop, but rather wiggle its way around. They knew that it's going to take time before he gets there. So they plan and they plan and they plan and everything. So they have sent a message to their brother, Popcat, to be ready when he's called to be on the scene. He had agreed, but due to his nature of leisurely living, he didn't want to come out here for nothing. He says, call me when you need me. So the animals, foxes and all that, wolf and wolverines and caribous and what have you on the land, they all gathered together. All the schemes of the world and all the plans of the world place and everything. Proper timing and everything. Finally, the dinosaur came to a close, shore-threatening scene. But it's a life and death decision they had made. But the skunk also have decided that he's not going to go down without fighting. He has to keep his status. That's the most important thing. So he came. Sure enough, as usual, he greeted the animals respectfully as he does. And so is the rest, at least at the beginning. But one remark he made was that, you know, I was just wondering, he said, why in the heck do we have to make such a terrible travel trail? He was now propping or trying to create an argument, give an excuse to attack. But one of them already had planned to answer, so it's a wolverine. So the wolverine says, where we had seen the track of the, there is a name, there is a nasty name about somebody who has a cheek, pouch cheek, something like that, pouch cheek. Well, they have seen the tracks of the pouch cheek, and that's why the trail is so difficult. And so the skunk says, who is pouch cheek? Who is this pouch cheek? And then Wolverine says, it's a giant skunk, the giant skunk. That's what the pouch cheek is, and that's all the giant skunk needed. Then he slowly turned around, ready to aim and let go of his killing. And at the same time, all the animals just jump into their position. And then Wolverine was instructed that he must jump at the skunk right in the rear end where the spray is going to come from. That was his job. Because Wolverine has a very sharp and powerful teeth. So everybody knows that he will be the only sort of a person who will be able to hold off the stink or the spray. Otherwise, everyone will go blind and die. So it happened. So quickly, Wolverine has to jump and close the opening. And in the meantime, they have to jump at the skunk to try to kill it. So once the Wolverine jump in the on the position for a defense purpose, all the rest of the animals jump on the giant skunk. Those who have teeth, those who are able to use any equipment or any tools, begin to attack the giant skunk without much damage.